Welcome to Hometown Highlights, where we sit down with professionals, business owners, and community members. There are so many unique and incredible stories in the individuals and businesses that surround us every day. Here on Hometown Highlights, we bring attention to these stories and bring them to the spotlight. We also want to thank our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. We appreciate their support in creating this podcast. Now, let's jump into the conversation. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hometown Highlights podcast. I'm the co-host Dominic Fry here. Unfortunately, my co-host Ryan Pessel is out for today, but we're really excited for today's interview just to be able to kind of share the story and just the decades of, you know, the culture and the program that is being built and has been the foundation being laid and just continuing over the years for the Tiffin Columbian cheerleading team. And just really excited to be able to share this opportunity to kind of dive in. So let's welcome on today. We have Faith, Savannah, Coach Jamie, and then Audrey to be interviewed. How are you doing today, ladies?
Great.
Awesome.
Good. Good to have you here. We're really excited for it. So when it comes to the podcast, you know, the hope is that we are going to kind of share that story of the Tiffin Columbian cheerleading program and just being able, you know, specifically we'll kind of start with, you know, Jamie and kind of her experience and then the background into it, how leading us up to today. And then we'll jump into, you know, kind of what the current experience is for the three of you and then even what that next step looks like for the program as well. But before we get into that, couple icebreaker questions we'd love to ask the four of you just to kind of, you know, for our guests, people get to know you potentially a little bit better. So the first question is, are you more, for each of you individually, are you morning people or night people?
Night.
Morning.
Oh, good, Jeffy.
Yeah. I feel like that typically on the podcast, yeah, when we have, you know, the students, they're almost always night people. And then when we have the adults, they're always morning people. So thanks for sticking out there, Faith. Next question for you then. What is something fun, maybe? What is something that most people do not know about you? Is there a fun fact or something that some people may not know?
Go ahead, Faith.
I think I can crack almost every bone in my body. That's like if you're around me, I will just like crack my ankles, crack my knuckles. Like I'll just start cracking everything. And people are just like, what?
I don't know.
Audrey?
I don't know. Mine would maybe be, everybody knows that I have older twin daughters that are identical, but they are also a Siamese twin pregnancy. They were not joined, but they shared everything else.
Wow.
And that's a lot of things people don't know about them.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. Next question that I have for you then is, are you Apple or Android users?
Apple.
Team at, so are we talking like everything, AirPods, MacBook, everything. Awesome. Love it. Steve Jobs would be happy. That is for sure. So let's kind of go back in time then. So, you know, as mentioned, we'd love to kind of share your story, Jamie, and specifically with the Tiffin Columbian program. So you mentioned that when you were, if I'm correct here, so in eighth grade was when your mom became the coach. I'm assuming, did you coach in seventh, or not coach, did you participate in cheerleading in seventh grade as well?
Tiffin did not have seventh grade cheerleaders at the time.
Gotcha. Okay. So this was your first year. So the first cheerleading experience that you had, your mom was the coach.
Yes. She went to camp as a parent and then came home as the coach.
Can you tell me a little bit of hindsight? Like what, how does that happen?
Our current coach was actually the PE teacher at our junior high school. And not someone that you would expect to be the cheerleading coach. And she wanted parents to go along to help chaperone. And she came home and ended up being the cheerleading coach by the time we got back from the week. And then she stayed for 20 years.
Wow, that is awesome. That is cool. So for you, you know, from your memory in eighth grade, then your mom's your cheerleading coach. how was that dynamic for you? You know, like, was it difficult? Like, was it weird, or did the two of you just click and have a really good relationship? So it worked well.
We clicked and had a really good relationship. It was sometimes harder with teammates because your mom was the coach. So it made it, you know, added to its challenges, but, we just kind of worked together. She and I were best friends. So we worked together through that. And that was never an issue for us. But, she coached all the way, you know, for 20 years. And then when I graduated from high school, I came back and choreographed for her. I was on the dance team at Ohio State. So I would come home when I could. And then I would choreograph routines for our middle school kids, our junior high kids that she coached at the time, because I was able to give that experience to them without costing them a lot of money. I worked for UCA UDA, which is the Universal Cheerleading Association and Dance Association that you see on ESPN. Well, they'll run their nationals. I worked for them through college and other companies. So the camps that you would go to, I was already coaching at. So instead of kids paying money, I would do that for them. Just because I could offer that to the community. So
that is awesome. Yeah. So probably a very naive question, but one that I was considering, something I have no clue about, no experience, have no sisters. You can't say I know very much about cheerleading, especially competitive cheerleading. But when it comes to the choreograph side of it, so you said that you were the one at that time coming up with the routines, and I potentially probably still today as well. How? How do you come up with that? Like, what does that process look like to come up with the choreograph and, you know, obviously have it look good, and then to, you know, and I'm not even talking the implementing part and getting the team down in the routine, but even just the initial, this is how we're going to move this arm, this is how we move this leg, this is, and making it just what?
You'll see an idea that'll kind of spark, you know, like after winning state, like is on the drive home, I already have what we're going to do different going into next year. Like in my head, it's already turning. Okay. Yeah. Here's what you got to do to go forward. So I'll take those elements and put them into tryouts, which we'll have coming up in April, so that I know where we, like, who can fit that mold and how we can build towards that. So it's just kind of an idea. My coach in high school or in college always would say, nobody's idea out there is brand new. It's always been used somewhere in choreography. It's your artistic impression of that move and how you change it in your performance of it.
Okay. That's cool. So yeah, you basically have, once you have that base, then it's just always making tweaks to it and changing it to kind of fit, you know, the team.
And your team. You have, I'm very, very hard, I guess, on the girls that we have to take our strengths.
All three of them went.
We have to take our strengths and you have to capitalize on those. Like we have a lot of tumbling, but we definitely don't have, you know, you go where some girls are all doing full twist in the air. You'll go against teams like that. You know, we don't have that. We've got very strong foundational tumbling, but not that high of elite skills. But our performance level and our dance level is probably one of the best in the state that you're going to find. So our routine has to be entertaining and go on their strengths. The girls are extremely athletic. So our jumps are pretty amazing across the board. And you don't see maybe teams of 18 or 20 that everybody can dance like that or everybody can jump like that. So we have to capitalize on those things. So it's how can we get all of those points to make up for the tumbling points where we're a little weaker.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Cool. I have a lot of competitive dancers on my team. So that really helps us. Every score sheet will tell you, wow, this is, you can tell this is their strength. They love to perform and entertain.
That's awesome. And that's cool. You know, as a coach, it's taking the athletes and whatever their strengths are and, you know, fine tuning that to be able to fit whatever is the best for the team as a unit.
So that's where we have to go with that for sure, to make up for the tumbling pieces.
Yes. So then I guess you briefly mentioned earlier, but so then when you were in college, so you were a part of the dance team at Ohio State, and then coming back every weekend, probably almost due every weekend to Tiffin, like how did you, you know, on top of all the other responsibilities and classes and, you know, social life and such you have in college, like how did you balance all of that?
That was crazy. Crazy. I really wanted, I don't know, it was just something my mom and I had together. And that was just kind of our thing. So it was hard for me to give up being away at school. And our practices at Ohio State were, we lifted in the mornings at 5:30 and then practice on the opposite days in the evening. So I had to kind of like watch where we were at, you know, and I would just drive back and forth. Mm. And I had to, you really gave up the social life, which we had a strict policy on our social lives. While on the dance team, especially when you were getting ready for nationals, you know, you had, that was your life for several months.
Yeah.
So, you know, that social life aspect wasn't there as much because it couldn't be. Your team was your social life and you prayed something at a birthday in those 3 months that you celebrate something. So, you know, there wasn't that much of a social life, and my social life was coming back with the kids that I worked with.
Yeah. Yep.
But I gave up. That was my trade-off.
Yeah. Cool. So then, so you graduated from Ohio State, then you come back, you are a part of the coaching, at Tiffin Columbian, you know, kind of the dynamic duo with your mom in middle school and you doing high school. You know, briefly kind of describe to us like what that was like. The, I mean, I mentioned the dynamic duo, but what was that dynamic like and the teamwork that the two of you had that, you know, I guess in more of a formal role that once you are there every single day and you were coaching at Columbia and teaching.
She took over the middle school. So she had only junior high girls, which was great because she thought they were all babies and they all deserved a chance. And she had a bleeding heart and was like, aren't they so cute? And I was like, no, they're loud. They're no, they're not cute. That's what she loved. Like, that was her thing. She just loved taking them as quiet little things and would say, oh, look at them get out in front of kids now and be in front of a crowd. She loved teaching them that they had the power to get out in front of others. Mm-hmm. And I was the more strict competitive one that I was here because I had business to do. And that was that. So she always got them ready for me. We said she would get them ready for me and get their parents in line for me. So then when they came up to the high school, they were all ready to work and compete. And they competed in middle school, but and did very well, but just a lot stricter come the high school days. Different level.
Yeah.
And, I would say you get them ready for me and I'll be good to go. So
yeah. Yep.
I just didn't want that part of it. It was funny because when I came back to coaching, that's where I started again.
Yeah.
Was middle school. So I took a couple years off after she passed away. Mm-hmm. And I had my daughter Audrey at that point. So and my older twins were in competitive cheer and dance. So we were traveling a lot at the time. So, you know, I took a little bit of a break from coaching, came back a few years later to start coaching them, like a couple years before they came back into middle school. And I came back into middle school and I'm like, what am I doing? but every my old alumni cheerleaders say that softened me because they don't think I'm as hard now as I used to be. When I first started coaching, I ran every mile because they, our high school kids are always ran a mile at every practice. And I would just push the twins in their double stroller behind them to make sure nobody was cheating. So, but these girls get away with not having to do all of that, but they're still doing well. So anyway, I went back to middle school to start off again. And I think it definitely gave me a different outlook on those kids. It made me see what my mom enjoyed about the middle school students so much and the uniqueness they bring. I can laugh with them now and enjoy their unique age. And then after doing that for about 5 years, our high school coach fell through and the other coach with me that was a teacher in the school, we went and presented that we would take over 7th through 12th grade all together. So now I coach 7th through 12th grade. So we have about 50 cheerleaders.
Wow.
And, you know, we have all those middle school games, all the high school games, and all of our competitions. So that's another reason, I guess, we hire a choreographer now. and then we clean it. And Faith and Audrey, a lot of times, if the choreography isn't working for our routine, or for our team, I should say, I'll say, hey, girls, this isn't quite fitting what we need. I mean, we love our choreographer to death. He's from Fremont. I've been with him for years. My daughter's took gymnastics off of him, PJ Price, since they were about second grade, maybe. And if things aren't working quite my vision that he's putting into play, Audrey and Faith will typically know what I'm thinking, or they'll come up and say, "Mom, this isn't going to work." So we'll switch it from there, and they'll usually make it up because they know, they just have a really good eye for what our team should be doing, choreography wise also. And they'll usually try to take over and change it, but I okay it first because if I'm not liking it, it's not happening.
Cool. Awesome. Well, that's, yeah, cool. You know, how you mentioned the humorous aspect, obviously, with the middle school, but then getting back into the middle school kind of helps you ease into it. Really cool that you ran with the team with your twins in the stroller. That is awesome. As a recent father, ran a couple times. I'm a runner as well, and I've taken my daughter out on a couple runs. You know, we've had these 70 degree days and the sun shining. So, yeah, I can imagine how difficult it'd be, especially with twins, once you have two of them that you're pushing as well. So, and that's awesome. The commitment to your family and to the team, though, at the same time.
It has
during
to
those
happen.
Years.
It doesn't work.
So then another question for you then, Jamie. Describe to me then what it's like been on the flip side as far as, you know, that mother-daughter dynamic. But now, you know, obviously at the moment, being able to coach Audrey, but then even you had, you know, your twins previously in coaching, like how has that dynamic been for you in comparison to the other athletes on the team? And even I would love to even hear, you know, Audrey's response to that as well.
Yes. So nothing against Audrey. She knows. my twins are, they're all three very disciplined, but they're kind of like mother hens, and they can run the show really, really fast and are very boom, boom, boom. Audrey likes to have a little more fun sometimes, but no, it's been great. The twins were, I wish I would have had them longer. There was a couple of years I didn't have them as much with them because I was still at the middle school. And they've been fun. They're off doing their thing and dancing. In college. And that was our big thing. I always want the girls to be able, whatever we do in our program, to be able to take further into life, whether they want to teach, you know, at a gym or a studio, you know, or go off to college. We want to provide them with that and hook them up with the right networking to get there. I've been blessed with all three of my girls that they've always had solid tumbling and solid foundational skills in the jumps. So when it comes to those tryouts, they're not really questionable of what it could be. You know, maybe if they weren't as strong in an area, that would be a lot harder. But because they've kind of grown up with this and this is all they've done their whole life with competing, it's made it a lot stronger for us and not as, I would say, kids maybe giving them a problem.
Yeah.
Because they've had such a solid foundation. And then with Audrey, I've had her the whole way through. She doesn't let things slide off as easy as the twins would walk away and just not say a word to me about it. You can see a little more of her emotion sometimes. And I have to be like, get it together. I pull them out a little bit. But on the other hand, her friends are really good about jumping in and taking her and getting her when they know that they could see we were maybe gonna butt heads a little bit. Her friends are great about taking her to the side. And I have to say, with winning state, that was the first thing I thought of, was how awesome that was to do with her. That was the first thing that came to my mind was, well, A, I wish my mom was here. But I really felt like we did this, you know, and it was just really neat because it was such a collaborative for the whole team, but it was neat to share with her and to have that experience because I haven't had that with one of my kids. So that was great to do. So it's been a blessing. It honestly has been good. But I think because of the strengths they've had growing up really would change it. If we weren't quite there, it would be hard.
Yes. That's awesome. That's cool to hear. You know, you said all three of them.
I would say I like having my mom as a coach because if I feel like a bunch of my friends come to me when they think like,
we need a new idea or something. So I'm the one who usually like goes up and asks. So that's nice. I mean, it is kind of difficult sometimes because if I don't like something and she does, it's her way. So,
and then I will admit when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, we should not have done it that way.
Yeah.
Cool. No, that's cool. And that's here to, I mean, it's awesome to hear you say, Jamie, about the dynamic and just winning state. And one of the initial thoughts was just being able to win, you know, with Audrey on the team, and just that special, obviously, connection to, you know, the team success, but then also having, you know, a daughter on the team as well. So this is, again, potentially a naive question, but one that I'm interested, I guess, in, as far as what are the dynamics, you know, you mentioned the dynamics between the competition, but then also then, because you mentioned about a lot of the athletes, you know, doing the competitions, but then also, you know, being the cheerleaders for those football and basketball games, and those teams in the fall and summer. And you mentioned, I believe it was in the summer, excuse me, fall and winter, the basketball, but you said in the summer is when they do competitions, correct?
That's what we do. I always kind of call those our foundational competitions.
Okay.
You get out there, let's see where we're at and get that feedback. A lot of times those summer ones, the judges aren't as tough. A lot of them are outside and they're just in different environments. When you get to the winter ones, definitely all of those teams are getting ready for state. And that's their focus. We typically don't do as many in winter because my number one rule is I want these kids to be involved as much as possible at school and outside activities. Hmm. So we only practice 2 days a week because they're all working or they're all on other competitive like dance teams and they're at their studios, a lot of hours. Hmm. And my biggest thing is I know I can be effective with our practice times. So they know what is expected of them and we'll practice that before a basketball game or a football game if we have to, or during. I will take things and say, okay, this is in the routine now. You need to do it 5 times during this game. And we sit up there with our notepad and tally mark everybody and give feedback. That's our practice time. But I want them to have that opportunity to do everything. So this next year, though, I think we're going to fit some more winter ones in because I want a little more feedback from the judges also and to see some of those teams we're going to see at state again. So we're going to switch that up a little bit. And see, you know, where that takes us and keep tweaking from there. But the winter ones are definitely your judges that you're going to see at state and the regional competition. We would have went to Ohio State this year. That's probably the largest competition in the state next to the state competition. And they didn't have it this year. There was a double booking, I believe, of the facility. Mm. And yeah, it's a big competition with you get a great amount of feedback from, and it's about a week or two before regionals. So that's a hard one.
Some intern accidentally scheduled the arena for two. How does that happen? Like, how do you, you know, have such a large event like that, that gets double booked at the same venue?
Exactly. Because it was like what the week before yeah. the competition, it canceled. Yeah. And this competition has been around since the first one was my senior year in high school. So it's been around wow. for a long time.
Wow.
Can't say that's ever happened before, but yeah.
So that's interesting. The timeline, I guess, walk me through it. When is that regional and state competition? Like what time of year is that?
Regionals is the beginning of February. Okay. And then state is the last weekend of February. So there's 5 regions in the state of Ohio. So they take place over 2 different weekends. You can go to any of the 5 regions. You don't have to stay in the one that your school is typically fall under. And a lot, I think that leeway is a little bit because of basketball games. Yeah. It's kind of hard because you're at the end of the season and then state, we actually were still in regionals for Columbian high school basketball the weekend we performed at state. So once I knew we qualified for state, you know, I called Mr. Hartzell right away and said, could you tell me if we're a Friday or a Saturday game? Because I have a feeling we're going to make it that far in basketball and I need to start to wrap my brain around what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But we were Friday night, so it worked out great. And then our state competition was Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Awesome. So we were okay. But we cheered the night before state.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Busy weekend.
Yes, it was.
So I'd love to hear, you know, so from the girls then, from Faith, Savannah, and Audrey, you know, like, how do you as athletes then balance that? You know, you have the summer competitions, and then you have, you know, Jamie's mentioning the couple practices a week for the competition, but you're also still, you know, the traditional cheerleading and going to those football games, being a part of, you know, the school and the atmosphere in that way, on top of, again, your studies and, you know, other activities and community involvement as well. So, you know, kind of a larger question, but how do you try to balance all of those?
So I almost have to understand, like, prioritizing. I'm a part of this team. Like, I'm a part of something bigger than myself. So I obviously want to put forth so much effort during summer or during off season for the seasons that we actually cheer for. And when it comes to summer, I mean, we have our summer jobs, we have our friends and our plans and stuff, but during our cheer practices that we are allowed to have, it's like crunch time. You have to get ready for these things. And then as soon as school hits, you have to prioritize cheer. And then you have to figure out your studies, your education. And then for me, my social life comes after everything else that I'm involved in. So just being a part of a team that also supports the things that you do and your education, I think it really helps understand and grasp all of these things that you have to get done during this whole process.
Yeah. Awesome. Anything from the other two, as far as how you balance the, all that?
I would just say at the beginning, so on Sunday nights, I would look at my cheer schedule. Then I would look at my school schedules and I would just have to plan out when I was getting this done, when I was going to study for this test, what time I had to get to practice to, you have to prioritize, what you want.
I feel like summer is definitely the most busy. Yes. There's just a lot going on. And, well, we used to perform or compete at the Tiffin Fair. They didn't have this past year. So usually around that time, especially like, giving up the time to be with your friends at the fair.
to go practice.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't, we kind of got the short end of practice times and we would just go when we could. So sometimes we'd have practice on the football field till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so then we wouldn't get to go hang out with our friends, but we knew that we had competitions coming up and that winning was important to us. So we just would put aside that we weren't hanging out with our friends.
Right. And we also have to be aware that when we make the cheer team, we represent Tiffin, represent our program. So you also, you know, have to consider the decisions that you make during summer and then leading up to the school year to make sure that you are all set for the whole year.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time management. You know, I like the way that you broke that down, Savannah, you know, talking about on Sunday nights, getting all my ducks in a row before the week comes, you know, and making sure, you know, having almost seemingly like every single hour, like all blocked out, you know, and what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Where am I going? You know, and being able to balance that. And, you know, and kind of like, you know, Coach Jamie had mentioned earlier as well, but there's, you know, the social life is through your cheerleading and through, you know, being able to hang out with the team and, you know, they're not teammates, they're friends, you know, it's family that you have, you know, built in this team. And that is your social life. That is something you enjoy to do rather than, you know, for, you know, other students or other kids, they might say, hey, I want to go to the movie theater and eat some popcorn on Friday night. And you say, yeah, that's not for me. Not that, you know, go to the movie theater, but it's a different kind. Hey, you know what? Let's get our friends and let's go to practice. Let's, you know, prepare for those competitions and, you know, for these events that are coming up.
They're definitely life lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're life lessons. And as a parent, I always love it because it's the best discipline. No, I've got practice. I can't go. Sorry. Yeah. You know, or I've got a game.
Yep. So next question I have for you then, for, I guess, really for the four of you, but kind of, we've touched on it a little bit, but really more in depth as far as what this season looked like. So I know you said you competed at regionals this year. That was for being back at regional level for the first time since 2006, and also then going to state and then the successes you had at state as well. You know, so what did it take to get back to regionals, or I guess, you know, walk me through what that year looked like, that regional competition, and then also that state competition.
So I will speak first. And then
I like to hear what they have to say.
I think when we even heard that Jamie was thinking about our regionals, we were like, oh, wow, like this is big. Like we have to make a big break, you know, like this is our thing. Cause we were so blessed to be able to even have a season this year because last year was so wonky because of COVID that we really like understood how important practices leading up to regionals and even state. So we all just, you know, buckled down. We understood what was expected of us. And we really just went on this crazy roller coaster of how we even processed and made it to state.
The one problem we have in Tiffin City that's a little hard and we just go with it is there's real no room for us to practice. So we're in an elementary gym, and most schools that compete at this level have full practice floors, competition floors, like just at their schools. We just have three strips of that competition floor versus 7 to 9 of them. So we'll practice one way and then turn and face the other way. But when we went this level, you know, cause our choreographer always says, you mean you don't practice on a full floor until the day you get there? I'm like, no, we don't. We don't. They just know what is expected. And, you know, we make it work for us, which is why that football field in the summer is so important, because we utilize that a lot as our floor. But, cause with the tumbling, your older elementary buildings are almost like cement. They're not like a basketball floor. So that constant pounding is definitely an issue with tumbling, but we really had to prioritize what we were practicing when we were here at the elementary building. And then Tiffin University allowed us to use one of their facilities, that had, you know, enough size and matting that was like a competition floor. And we had to buckle down and we had to go on their timeframes. So we had about 3 or 4 weeks that was, this was your commitment, because I'm usually very flexible with timing. And, you know, when it's not a mandatory practice, you know, I'll let them go here or there, know me some time. But when it got to that, the hammer came down and you will be here at this time. It's not an option. There's no questions. And we had to really prioritize what those practices look like, because we really only had 7 or 8 tops. I don't even know if we had 8 practices that we had a full. So we had to really prioritize. And actually the routine that we won with was our game day routine. And that's what you see on the sidelines. We, and this is kind of embarrassing to admit, but we just had so much going on with games and rescheduled because of weather and things that, and our games were pretty exciting. So we were a little exhausted with those. We did not start that routine until a week and a half before regionals. And I just walked in and said, this is what we're doing. Let's go. And everybody collaborated and our routine was phenomenal. And we came out of regionals with some ideas from the judges that we needed to make some changes on. And we tweaked those 2 weeks before state. And it was amazing. Like
during a game too.
Yeah, we did.
We changed it during a game.
During a game.
Wow.
And they just know what I can look at them and they know what we need to do. And so that was our practice time. So we use our games, honestly, as practice time, which is hats off to all of our athletes. Because one thing I learned coming back this time around with competitions, a lot of these schools anymore, some of the kids don't cheer for their school, like on the sidelines. They may not cheer football or basketball, which I think is very shocking. I know a lot of kids have one season where they may only cheer football, you know, and do competition, or they may only cheer basketball season and do competition. But I was shocked to learn that there are schools out there that these kids don't compete at all or cheer at all on the sidelines. And I guess I have a hard time with that, because you are there because of those sidelines. Like that's your job. You're an ambassador to that school. And I'm so proud of these kids because we don't have competition tryouts. So our sideline cheerleaders are our competition team. And they won state with that. And that's amazing to me because a lot of these teams are on all-star teams and such. So that's hats off to our kids because they put that time and commitment in with their other activities and we build on those strengths. So that's, they should be amazed by themselves for that. Cause that's, it's pretty awesome.
Thanks, coach.
That is cool. That is awesome. And you know, to see the team succeed and do it the, you know, the Tiffin Columbian High School way, you know, to do it your way and have the, you know, your athletes be able to help out in multiple different areas, you know, as part of the cheer team, but then as well as cheering on, you know, those other teams and cheering on the school really is what you're doing is cheering on your classmates and those other individuals in the community. So I have so many more questions, but I know we're running out of time here. So I want to be respectful of your time. So just a couple questions as we wrap up, I guess I would love to hear, we kind of heard a little bit from you, Coach Jamie, earlier, but from the girls' perspective, you know, how was it for you with winning state this year? You know, what did that mean to you? And take me through that day and that ride.
It was cool. we went into it because for regionals, I mean, we went in, like we knew there were a team, but we all weren't super confident in it. So then that week or the weeks before state, Jamie got real nitpicky with us, which it paid off. But it was like when we were sitting there and they were announcing all the teams and were we against eight teams? They're like eight or nine, and they're announcing they're getting down to like the final three, and we were like, wait, we're in the top three. Then they announced second, and we're like, oh my goodness, we just won state with the routine that we learned not that long ago. It was a really cool moment, and it was like it just brought our team so together, and everyone was so happy and just there for each other.
And I think like when we won state, and like when our community actually understood like that we won state, they were so supportive. Our school like realized like how big this was and how crazy cheer has evolved from
years ago.
Yeah. I just think that when like, you know, small town Tiffin won state, that everyone was like, holy cow, like that's crazy. And like all the students, all the staff, all of the awesome. Community, they're just so supportive.
They've been wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, my mom has always talked about going to nationals and state, and I've always been begging her to let us go. And she like has always told us that we'll get there someday. And then like once she told us that we were able to be part of it, I was so excited. Because I knew our team could do that. And so, like, when it actually happened, when we won, it was just, I don't know, mind-blowing.
It was just, wow.
Like, I knew we could do it, but when it actually happened, it was just so unreal.
Yeah. For sure. Something you've thought about, you've dreamed about for a long time. And, you know, and even as Savannah mentioned, like, by the process of elimination, and being like, wait, did they call our team yet? Oh my goodness. Like, you know, once they got the second place, then it clicks that, you know, the state champion. That is awesome. So one more question then, as I know you need to get going, but I would love to hear, you know, from you, coach, as far as the podcast, you know, we talk a lot about the community and the community involvement. And obviously we've touched on it, you know, a little bit, Faith and Audrey have mentioned about at that state competition, but what does community mean to you, and how has that, you know, Tiffin community stepped up alongside the cheerleading program that you have created, that you have established?
Right. We have always been extremely supported from the staff at the high school. Our athletic department considers cheerleading a sport at Tiffin Columbia, and we always have been. So that has always been super supportive. But like Mr. Hartzell came down to state to watch, you know, the principal, Mr. Trisler, was sending messages all weekend. And then I was overwhelmed, honestly, how many people reached out before we ever got back to our hotel that night. It was really overwhelming. And since then, we actually cheered and did our routine at a celebrity game for the Seneca County Opportunity Center last night. And that was such a rewarding experience and something I think it definitely taught me we need to do more of. You know, we do as much as we can. If anybody calls in the community for us to be somewhere and to do things, we always do that. But cheering at that last night was pretty amazing for the girls. And it was a great experience because there were so many community people there. And that was just really, really exciting.
Yeah.
It's really been overwhelming and heartwarming, to say the least, that, you know, they've received this respect and just the whole support of everything. And I have to say, to give a shout out to our student section at Columbian High School. They were amazing all football and basketball season, and they've supported our cheerleaders 120%. And some of them came to our regionals because it was a little closer to home, being at Anthony Wayne. And that was great. Our parents cheered so loud. They had big heads of all the girls out in the crowd. And sometimes it's hard to get those parents to cheer. But when you go to something like this, the whole town's behind teams. So we really needed that, and we felt it. It was great. And our SBC schools, shout out to them. All of our SBC schools actually sat on the floor that were at state also and cheered us on, you know, and we did the same for them. So that was great. You know, you have that rivalry with the B team, Bellevue, but and Clyde, and they were there and supporting us the whole time as well.
Awesome.
So that was great. It's been overwhelming.
Yeah, a good overwhelming, I'm sure, though.
Yes, very positive and excited to go into tryouts now and start working towards next year. We'll take May off, and that'll be it. We'll start
awesome
again.
And get back into it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Thank you, Coach, for your time. You know, hopefully I didn't make you late for class or for the next.
We're all good. We're all good.
Okay.
Messages in a few minutes.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. Glad that we had the opportunity to share your story and just kind of, you know, kind of hear. Awesome to hear how the Tiffin community, but then also the Columbian High School community has just, you know, stepped up, you know, and just has respected the program for as many years as it has, but also just has continued that support. So congratulations again on the state championship this year. I wish you and the program nothing of best of luck moving forward.
Awesome. Thank you for your time. It was great.
This has been the Hometown Highlights podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation. For similar interviews, you can subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again to our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to the next show.